Welcome to another episode of Growing Up Crazy. And true to my word and keeping with the spirit of the event, I'm going to be releasing these things every Thursday. And I was not prepared at all. So you're catching me at work. I'm standing on the deck of a vessel in Brooklyn, New York right now. I'm talking to you from actually inside of a pump room. And you can probably hear the generator in the background, maybe the wind out on deck. You might be able to hear just the sounds of New York City, of Brooklyn waking up early in the morning. It's, I don't know, it's like 5 a.m. when I'm recording this thing. I'm on watch and holding a cup of decaf coffee. I used to always say death before decaf, but right now I'm staring at a cup of decaf coffee, and I don't know whether it's a good thing or not. I found out that there's actually drug interactions between the decaf and something else that I'm really feeling called to do. Or I'm sorry, between caffeine and something else I'm feeling really called to do, hence the decaf. And it's decision time. You know, sometimes you do have to make a decision between two positives. You know, some people call that a win-win, some people call it a lose-lose. I don't know. When you're going through caffeine withdrawal, though, it's more like it's a fuck it. It's a fuck it. That's what it is. And so I won't have my usual mental gymnastic ability or verbal equilibrium today. I'll just be sort of the usual spouting of nonsense, and it's not going to be channeled from any sort of deep place of anything. Actually, it's going to be complete off the cuff riffing, in a antagonistic tone of voice, because that's just what it's going to be today. Because I was actually getting to thinking that I used to have a practice, or we did as a group back, you know, when my first serious girlfriend, you know, first place to live, all of that. Underage drinking and everything. And we called it Bitch Fest. There was one night where everybody was getting plowed, and we all used to work service industry jobs. And of course, you know, like, trust me, kids, there were Karens back then. Like, and I would say boomers, you know what? I don't know if boomers made worse Karens than Gen Xers do, because we Gen Xers can just, like, have a fucking mind of our own. At least boomers, since their generation was all about consensus and conformity, or at least much, much more so about consensus and conformity than ours was, definitely. You know, they were like, if directly challenged, they would always back off. I never had a Karen, like a boomer Karen, that wouldn't just like sit down and shut up whenever you just look at her and tell her to sit down and shut up. Or man, or whatever. But then again, that was the 90s also. In the 90s, like, if you got fired, you literally walked across the street and got another job. And I hear that it's not like that now in the service industry. So I can only imagine what it must be like to have to, I don't know, not have to, but just not to have that freedom of just telling somebody to eat a dick and fucking wait until the manager threw you out the door, which, yes, has happened. Those can be stories for another day. But, yeah, it has happened to yours truly. But we used to have an event, we'd call it. We called it Bitch Fest. And what it was is because people complained. And one night I was like, you know what, no more complaining. Not allowed to complain. No complaining at all. What we have to do is we have to pretend like we're comedians on stage. And it could be dark humor, you know, it could be some really dark, some deep shit, you know, some really get them in the gut kind of shit. And you could use as much profanity as you want. Bitching is more like a tone to where, like, there's just no, bitching is a tone that you can have to where you're talking about just the ridiculousness of life. And I think the first Bitch Fest that ever kicked off was Bitch Fest 1996. And one of the best ones was Bitch Fest 2000. I remember that one clearly. That was one of the best. Towards the end of that relationship, now, like the ending of all relationships, you kind of have a lot to bitch about. Unfortunately, I don't have the benefit of alcohol or that friend circle filled with teenage angst. I have me a deck on a vessel in New York, but I do have Brooklyn. So here in the spirit, I'm going to try to channel all of that Brooklyn angst through here too, to have a Bitch Fest 2022. Because I think that's pretty much all I feel like doing in the moment. So, Bitch Fest, here it is. Reinventing, revitalizing, and reestablishing an age-old tradition. At least age-old as far as my age goes. Of Bitch Festing. What should this Bitch Fest be about? Let's see. Let me think through my mental banks here and figure out. Ah, I got it. I got it. Bitch Fest 2022. You are not more right because no one else is allowed to speak. I know this could be applied to a lot of shit nowadays too, because I swear everything what's considered alternative whatever in my mind is actually becoming the only way to go, because you have your choice between mouthpiece A and mouthpiece A in the mainstream news anymore. And something that was like clearly delineated by this last little episode of Hush Hush Ghana Media is that wonderful year, the last year, I say 2020 and the end of, and beginning of 2021, those that great time period where everybody decided to give a microphone to the crazy guy on the edge of the corner. It's like we all fucking collectively started listening to Chicken Little. It's like, of course Chicken Little is going to say the sky is falling. Of course, he's the crazy guy in the corner. We don't give him a voice. The crazy man on the corner, the guy holding the sign that says the world is ending, he's not allowed to have a voice. He's not allowed to have a voice. And the news, if you haven't noticed, has become the crazy man on the corner. The world's fucking ending. It's been ending for years now. And it's the crazy man on the corner. He doesn't get a say. We have to stop giving that guy a say. We have to. We have to. Because he's never going to say anything different. He is not going to say anything different. Whenever asked, the schizophrenic, homeless, crazy guy on the corner says the same shit. We know this. You know what? The fact that he says it loudly and the fact that he says it often doesn't make him right. It doesn't make him right. You don't get more right the more you say shit. I know this is a hard thing to understand. Like a lot of people, they think like the more words you can sort of cram out of your fucking mouth hole, the more true it is. Not true. Oh, what else can we throw in? What's one more thing, too? What's one more thing? Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I just saw a swimsuit edition. You know, there was a voluptuous woman who honestly looked rather pretty, in my opinion, you know, although it was definitely curvaceous. But on the cover of swimsuit issue, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the body size, it wasn't the body image, it wasn't anything. It was the obvious, I don't know, it was the obvious attempt to kowtow towards a newly emerging theme within society, you know, to where it's actually not really about, you know, people are trying to make these things standards of beauty and all of that, and a lot of people are really trying to make it a hill to die on, and it's another one of those to where it's like, how many words do we really have to throw out the situation before we just call it for what it is? Like, this is one, the swimsuit thing is just, you know, it's a corporate appeal to try to get with the new woke generation. And it's actually kind of sad, in my opinion. But the big story, of course, obviously, it was a trap. It's a trap! It was just one minefield is what it actually came. Because, you know, sooner or later, some idiot was going to have to open his mouth and put his foot in it. Luckily, I wasn't there first. Some other idiot did. I forget the gentleman's name right now. But some famous person got on Twitter and said something dumb. And, of course, then there's the reaction of, like the outrage. The outrage that was just hanging back and waiting for it. And waiting for it, you know. So first there was the stand-up applause where everybody's appraising this woman for being so beautiful, and this is so amazing, and this is so great. And just the, like, are you throwing your shoulder out, patting yourself on your back with your virtue signaling? I mean, come on, like, because, and that's what I think what's really getting me is at this point it's not even about the aesthetic. Like, we can't even have a conversation about aesthetics, beauty or not beauty. It's like, like, you can't look at a painting or anything. It, like, it's no longer about the thing it's even supposed to be about. You have an army of virtue signaling woke warriors ready to just start applauding, you know, for what they feel is advancing some sort of ideological agenda. And then fucking, like, and just sitting there with the club in the other hand, just waiting for anyone to get fucking out of line to jump on them and beat them down with the internet hate machine. And that's really what we got here. And that's because, you know what, we're not even talking about beauty at this point. We're fulfilling three basic primal indulgences of just self-indulgence, self-importance, and self-pity. You know, that's what's actually going on. People are banging up the drug, the trifecta drug of self-importance, self-pity, you know, and self-adulation, you know. That's really what this is about. And they're doing it all over this poor woman who's just trying to get put on the cover of a magazine. You know, they're, like, using this as a battleground. It's like, and you know, the best part about it is as I was scrolling through, the same woman that posted this article about just, like, how much they hate this guy also had this other thing with just this man with just this chiseled features and perfect fucking abs. You know how hard it is? I've been trying to get abs for my entire life. You have any idea how hard it is to get abs? Not even perfect abs, just abs. Like, yeah, dude, just like, and you know, it's like, you're looking at the picture and it's like rocksolidphotoshop.com, but it's the same woman that posted the swimsuit things is also posting this other thing with this guy with these chiseled features. And I scroll down even further, another friend of mine that's also woke was posting a thing with a guy that just had, like, some Adonis body. I'm like, no, it's you know, at least we can still be honest about it when it comes to men. I guess at least we can still look at the man and be like, wow, I find that man attractive. And I feel sorry for you, ladies. I feel sorry that once again, women are being used as a battleground. Just leave them alone. Just leave them the fuck alone. I'm sorry. I'm so glad I was born a man. I know that's not a popular opinion, but I'm very glad I was born a man right now so I don't have to put up with all that shit. At least they haven't came for us yet. They're coming for us. They are fucking coming for us. But at least they haven't come for us yet. Women, again and again and again, are nothing more than just battlegrounds that people try to carry out some ideological agenda upon. It's like, just leave them the fuck alone. Just leave them the fuck alone. Leave them alone. Let people be who they are. Let people have the bodies they have, you know? And like, and let's let things like aesthetics be remain a matter of personal opinion. You know, I just, it's... You know, and I realize people are like, oh, well, you don't understand, there's an entire industry, Yeah, you know what? I'm completely unaware of that industry. You know why? Because I don't fucking read the magazines. I don't fucking follow it. I don't pay attention to it. I can't recall the last time I've seen a red carpet anything, or even stopped to glance at one of those aisles of the checkout store. It's really easy. It's like, is it there? I don't know. Because when I see it, I'm like, oh, crap. It's crap opinion. Fucking keep walking. You know, and people are like, oh, that's easy for you to say. It actually kind of is. After you get used to it, yeah, it is pretty fucking easy, you know. And it'll be awesome when we do that, when we let these things die like the archaic dinosaurs they are. When we really do come into positions of ownership of our own autonomy and authority. And we learn how to ignore just the opinions of the troglodytes of the world and just go out into the world being ourselves, standing on that power and just enjoying it for what it is, every moment of it. You know, fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Their opinions. And learn how to ignore the opinions of the troglodytes of the world. You know, be able to leave our own house, go out into the world as ourselves, you know, just fully empowered to just be yourself. To just sit on it and to own it, and, you know, not have to look for any kind of consensus or not kind of look towards the exterior world for some sort of validation either, you know. And in this process, we will develop a resistance to that trifecta drug that the media, marketing, and corporate oligarchy of the world keeps trying to jab us with, you know, that self-importance, self-pity, you know, and self-indulgent. Three-pronged needle attack to try to get into our arm one way or another, you know. And trust me, they do it for men, too. They do it for men, too. You know, like, and I know I feel for you women, but and I guess it is to say that they do try to get us, but at least when they try to get us, it's, like, completely blatant. And just the dumbest thing, like, you're not getting laid because you're drinking the wrong beer. It's just, like, the dumbest shit on the planet. So at least with us, it's, like, it's easy to spot. With women, it's a lot more insidious. But you develop an immunity to it. And the best way to develop an immunity to it, stop following it, you know. You know, sooner or later, just be happy. They can't get you when you're happy. Just be happy. All right, growing up crazy. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. Cheers.